Start your day to Torah, Mashta, Gimel Tishri, Tavshin Pei Dalad, Rav Daniel Yaakov Travis.
It's a big schuss to be here today in Manchester. And I always like to start my shirim. When you thank Hashem, you have to go to the Makor. You always have to go to the Shorash. That's why in Birkas HaMazon, we start with the land, and then we go to Yerushalayim, and then we go to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Beis HaMikdash is the source of all bracha. So when you thank Hashem, you always have to go to the source of where you're coming from. And why am I standing up and giving a shir today? Because 31 years ago, I was an avreich, a young avreich by Rosi Kushalevsky's yeshiva, my yeshiva. And I just had a baby daughter. I was going to buy food for a kiddush. And I woke up in Hadassah Ein Kerem Hospital, being wheeled in on a stretcher. What had happened? There was a car in the wrong lane, and he was about to hit a bus. He was trying to save a few seconds, so he got in the wrong lane. Maybe he saw it in England. He was on the other side of the road. And he was about to hit the bus, and he decided it's not a good move. So he made a quick swerve, and I was standing there. I was thrown about 3 meters in the air, and landed on my head, and I ran over by a truck and pronounced dead. So Baruch Hashem, doctors sometimes make mistakes. It does happen. And I wasn't really dead, as you could see. And the doctor told my wife, your husband will either die or be a vegetable, Baruch Hashem. I hope neither is correct. But he did a CAT scan, and he said, I don't know what to say. There's no way this could be true. It must be a miracle, but I don't believe in God. Sarachin Gadol. And Baruch Hashem, I recovered from that. I went to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and I asked him, my life was saved. I need to do something. He said, yeah, just do anything. Hashem will give you a bracha. I started writing and speaking, and Baruch Hashem, it's 31 years later. I want to share with you an idea today that a simple question, such a simple question that maybe you won't even have an answer, but maybe you could help me with that question. We're in this Aseres Me'etshuva now at Sam Gedalia, and probably if you ask anybody, during Aseres Me'etshuva, what's the thing we're really looking for? It's Yerushalayim. How do you get Yerushalayim? How can we get Yerushalayim? Anyone have any suggestions? How to get Yerushalayim? Where do you get it from? How do you do that? Right. What's that? How do you get Kirvas Hashem? Oh. Anyway, you know, I was thinking this Rosh Hashanah, I was thinking this, I was davening, and I realized that the answer is right in front of our eyes. It's a pasuk in Psukei Dezimra. If you say the whole Psukei Dezimra, it's one of the many advantages of saying the whole Psukei Dezimra. You get some good things here. It's in Perek Lamed Dalet, right? David HaMelech tells us like this. He says, L'chu banim shiru li yirasanoi l'amdechem. I'm going to teach you how to have Yerushalayim. And what does David HaMelech tell us? Mir yishachav etzchayim, oev yom liros toiv, netzor l'shon chan yiras, v'sechem yidav b'birma, somi rav yasi tov, bakal shalom v'retveyu. So, still, the question is a little bit, needs to be explained. Because from a simple reading of the Psukim, it sounds like, how do you get Yerushalayim by not speaking Lashon Hara or Sheker? And it seems to me it must be more than that. Yeah, it must be more than that. That is what, it's certainly something very important, especially in Manchester, you know, the Manchester of Segel, where you feel his presence here in Manchester, I'm sure, and it's probably a very important thing to be careful about Lashon Hara. But is that really what it's all about? Just not speaking Lashon Hara, that's going to give you Yerushalayim? So I'd like to suggest like this, and if it resonates with you, we'll go further, B'zorat Hashem. Yeah? Really, the answer to the question of Yerushalayim is Suamira V'aseh Tov. Yerushalayim is doing the right thing, or going away from the bad, and doing good. That's Yerushalayim, doing what God says. Yeah? Like you said, Kirvas Hashem. Right? But there's a big obstacle to that. And the big obstacle is, you don't always see what's good, yeah, and what's bad, right? When we speak Lashon Hara, when we speak Sheker, that perverts our world outlook. Our perspective on things becomes jaded and becomes warped. Right? So this is what David HaMelech is telling us, yeah? If you want to have Yerushalayim, to do good and stay away from bad, the first thing you have to know is you have to know what the pasuk says. You have to see what the good is and see what the bad is, right? And the thing which is stopping us from that is Lashon Hara and Sheker. You know, when I was a bacher in yeshiva, there was a big rav in Eretz Yisrael. He was nifter, but he left a big mark. Roshim Shem Pinkas. You heard some of it. Saw some of his books or his shirim. I was in his house for Shabbos. They wanted five English-speaking bochrim in Ofakim who didn't have radios. That was like the big thing at that time. If you didn't have a radio, you were a Kodesh. You know, that was like a big thing. Okay. So I qualified for that, Baruch Hashem. And I was by his house. And I looked at the clock. Like, it was like a clock over there. And it was like totally smashed. Smashed. I said, what happened to your clock? He said, two Shabbos ago, my son took the cholent and he threw it at the clock and broke the clock. I said, wow, you know, how did you respond to that? He said, I did absolutely nothing. Nothing. Yeah. Okay, now it's a Fleischer clock, right? I did absolutely nothing. I said, really? Yeah, he said, I only punish one thing, sheker. And that was the shita of the Vilna Gaon. Only punishing the sheker, because when a person starts getting about with sheker, it's a slippery slope, and the world is all about lying and this. And that was the shita of the Vilna Gaon, only to punish it for sheker. Right? We could add maybe Lashon Hara. These two averas, they jade, they taint the way you see life. Yeah, and it's not Liros Tov anymore. You don't see good anymore. You know, you start speaking Lashon Hara about people. I know a certain person, I won't tell you his name, but every time you speak to him, there's something negative going on. Yeah? And it's just, you can't see good in life anymore. Right? You can't see. And then, once you don't see the good in life anymore, you can't know what's good and bad, and then you can't go away from it. Yeah? You can't go away from it. A person who sees the good in every person, yeah, and sees what is really good, and then he's able to see ostensibly what's not good. Yeah? So that's the person that's really that is Yir Shamayim, and that's the person who loves life. Yeah, he really loves life. His life is incredible. You know, one of the other hashlachot, as you would call it, what they say in English, hashlachot, ramifications. Things came out from my accent. We had many yisurim that year. I won't go into it. We had many difficulties. I was in Rio de Janeiro. I was from Rio. I was almost choked to death on a beach and meningitis, a fire, all sorts of things happened to us. And I went to many gedolim, and I asked them, I said, this is like so strange, so many bad things happening, right? How can I get out of this situation? Each one had an idea for me. One of the most powerful ones was Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. When I went to speak to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, I told him all these problems. He said, Ani lo yodea, aval im ha'od rachem alecha. And he started crying. Yeah? And that was one of the most powerful answers I ever heard. Yeah? But I had this idea, which I want to share with you. Right? The idea was as follows. Yeah? Just like, you know, korbanos. They say korbanos here, no? Official? Right? In some places it's not the minhag to say korbanos. But just like when you say korbanos, by saying korbanos, it's like learning the parsha of korbanos, it's like you brought a korban. Yeah? So I thought, you know what? Maybe if you learn about the Torah of Yisurim, it's like at Yisurim. And then Yotzi. Yeah? And then Yotzi Yisurim. Right? I found afterwards, I spoke to one of my Rebbeim, Rav David Cohen, who's the Rosh Yeshiva in Chevron. He said it's a good idea. Right? And I found afterwards, it's the Sfas Emes in Parshas Bo. The Sfas Emes says, why does the Torah write this Parshas of Shovim, of Shmos, Vayir, Bo, B'Shalach, Mishpatim, right? It says because three things are acquired with Yisurim. Three things acquired with Yisurim. What are they? Anyone know? Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Habetz, Gemara Brachos. Right? Three things acquired with Yisurim. Right? So what are you supposed to do? Bang your head against the wall? Get run over by a car? You know? No, that's not a good idea. I can testify to that. Don't get mugged on a beach either. It's not a good way to go if you can avoid it. But do we Yotzi? Are you certain by learning about the Parsha? Just like learning about Kavanos. Says the Sfas Emes, says that. Parsha's boom. Anyway, so I started doing it, and I found incredibly, things got a lot better. Yeah? Things got a lot better. And I realized as follows. Yeah? Is that every single difficulty that Hashem brings upon us, right? What does He want? Who hates Him? Why do we get run over by cars? Robbers? Bad things happen, right? My Rebbe, or Shalom Brevda Zatzal, say the Arab Avos Nazikin, Shalom Bias, Parnasa, health, and kids. Everybody has one of them, yeah? I'm a Rosh Kolol, you know. One time, an Abrei comes to my call with two black eyes. You know, I said, what happens? He said, my wife gave me a right and a left. Yeah, that was it. Two black eyes. Right? He deserved it. He deserved it. But the thing is like this. Every time something happens to us bad, it's for a reason. Yeah? It's a reason. Hashem's trying to tell us something. He's trying to lift up our amunah. He's trying to lift up our amunah. We can get that either through the difficulties or by learning about it, you can lift yourself up and avoid the confrontation. Yeah? I found afterwards something very interesting. Yeah? That it says, if you say Parshas Aman every day, there's 32 psukim in the Torah, it's Parshas Aman, right? You say those 32 psukim every day, it says your panas is guaranteed. Guaranteed. It's Yushalmi, right? Now, I'm a Talmud of Rav Tzvi Krushlevsky. Rav Tzvi Krushlevsky was very medayik in the words. He said, if a Rishon says something, that means I can go and say, here's the star, I want my money. Yeah? Guaranteed. Right? I started saying it, and Baruch Hashem, incredible, incredible things. So how do you understand that? There's some people who say once a year on the second, third day of B'Shalach, it's one day a year I wouldn't say it would be that day. That's the day I wouldn't say it. Yeah? Because that's schooly. It works by... And I wrote a little book even about it. I wrote some books since I had the accident. The idea is that you're lifting up your amunah. And it's the same thing. You can either have difficulties in parnasa, right, and learn to amunah from that, or you could raise your amunah up yourself. And then your parnasa is guaranteed. That's what it says. Since then, thousands and thousands of people have followed the example. I printed this book, maybe 10,000 copies already. It's called Praying with Joy 4, part of a series. And I have so many letters from people that working on their amunah, they parnasa got a lot easier. And it's really all stemming from this pasuk that we're mentioning over here. Mi ha'ish ha'chavetz chayim oiv yamam liros tov. When you see the good in life, when you see the good in everything, when you don't see bad happening, yeah, you try to see good, then Hashem makes things to be good. Yeah? And it's halacha in Shomra. We have Mishnah Berurah here? Is there a Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah.
Where is it?
Chelek
Beis. I give a shiur every day by the coastal. If you're there 4 o'clock in the morning, you could join me. And then I dive in inside the tunnels. It's the most amazing... I mean, it was really a pleasure diving here this morning. But inside the coastal tunnels, there's a shul. It's called Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva. And they built it like it's the Beis HaMikdash. The floor there is made of onyx. It's $1,000 an inch. And the lighting and the gold, it's like an incredible experience. That's why I dive in every morning. But I give beforehand the shiur at 4 o'clock in the morning. And the shiur is about thanking Hashem when things look bad. Right? And I'm up to 1,500 shiur ready. I give a shiur on every single day because of the Chiddush and the Sfas Emes. And Baruch Hashem, my life has changed so much for the better since then. And there's one halacha, really, which all these shiurim are predicated on. And it really stems from this, what David HaMelech is telling us. Yeah, and it's here. People don't believe me. That's why I wanted to show inside. It's in Siman Reish Lamed, Siv Hei. The Mechaber says, at the end of Hilchos Brachos, he says, Lo'olam ye adam rogel omar, kol ma David Rahmana letav avit. A person should be rogel to say this. Right? How many times a day is rogel? 10, 20, 100. However many problems, however many times things go wrong in your life. I have a lot of them, Baruch Hashem. But when you say this statement, kol ma David Rahmana letav avit, when you say that everything the merciful one does, he does for good, what are you doing? Right? What are you doing, Batsim? You're seeing the good in the situation. You know, we're in a very interesting situation in this world. We're trapped in time. Yeah? Hashem is above time. Every time you daven, you say Hashem's name, Hoya Hoya V'yeh, Yud Kei Vav Kei. What does that mean? He was, he is, he will be. Hashem is completely above time. He knew 31 years ago when I got smashed by that car and then run over by the truck. Yeah? Baruch Hashem, they have the medic there, he saw the whole thing, etc. Yeah. But he knew that eventually I would be here in Manchester on some Gedalia giving a shiur here. And it was all planned out. The whole thing was planned out. Right? That's all part of the good that's hidden in the bad. Yeah? But we don't see it because we're trapped in time. We're right here. We're in time. So when something seemingly bad happens, we get flustered. Yeah? We get flustered. Like my EasyJet flight here, right? They said they were missing like some wheels on the plane or something. They couldn't take off. I don't know, Baruch Hashem, they sorted it out. Yeah, but I said, okay, koma de rechmana tova, but hopefully I'll make it here for Manchester. I have a few shiurim to give today. Yeah, but it's all good. Kol ma da'avid rachman le'tovab. And what does that mean? Literally, it's Aramaic, right? The Maharal says because Aramaic is a hidden language. So when we talk about hidden things, we use Aramaic, which is a hidden language. And it means kol, everything, ma, that, of it is done, rachmana, which is the merciful one, right, Hashem, letav of it, he's doing it for good. Even if right now it looks bad, eventually it's coming towards the good, and you'll see the good, right? If you have enough emuna, and you have enough patience to see it. The more you believe this, right now it's going to be good, the more Hashem will see it. I always use the expression, the analogy. My wife is from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. In Brazil, they make great coffee. I won't say that's about it, but, you know, hamev in the oven. And the coffee is, like, really bitter, though. If you put a little bit of milk in, it makes it taste really sweet. Now, recently, I write a Shaila and Tshuva's column for the Yated Ne'eman in America. And recently, someone sent me an interesting Shaila. Yeah? Maybe you've heard about this. They have new coffee, which is made from elephant dung. You heard about it? Right? It costs $50 a cup. Right? Why? Because they found out when they pass the coffee beans to elephants and it goes through their dung, it takes off the bitterness of the coffee. Yeah? And then it gives it a very special taste. I forget, they call it ivory tusk coffee or something. $50 a glass, you can buy a kilo for $2,500. In case you're interested in buying some, it's not kosher. Right? It's yotzi mea tmea, so it's not kosher. But I was thinking, I said, I would never drink such coffee, even if it was kosher. Why? Because the special taste of coffee, especially Brazilian, is that it's bitter. It's bitter and you put the milk in and that combination is what gives it the special flavor. Yeah? And it's like that with life as well. The Vilna Gaon writes, it's the end of Perek Dalet of Shir Hashem. He writes, Rov Ni'imas, Olam Hava, comes from the Dinim. Right? When Hashem brings Dinim in our life, what is He doing? He's coming to challenge our Amunah and help us to grow. Right? And it's a confrontation. You know, in the world, if you've ever flown on airplanes or been amongst people in the world, right, there's an unfortunate minug, which is when something bad happens, they say not nice things. You know, some more, some less, right? But that's one of the hardest problems I have traveling, is just to hear this terrible word that come out of people's mouth. Why? Because when people are challenged, right, they have to say something. You have to say something. You know, if somebody's, you know, I was saying Asher Yotzer outside the bathroom in the airport when I got here, and like this guy like almost like ran me over. He said, you know, I wasn't really standing in front. He said, you're standing in front of the door. I said, I'm so sorry, you know. Like, and then he had a few more words to say to me. Okay. But the point is like this. The point is that a person needs to say something when something bad happens because their goof is like pushed. Yeah. And the Torah gave us something to say. Kol ma da'avid rachman le'tov. Everything the merciful one does, he does for good. That's like the milk in the coffee. That's what brings out that special taste. Yeah, the bitterness is really getting them sweet. Right? As it says in the Zohar, Mamtik bar es mar. From can sweeten it. Yeah, you can sweeten the coffee. And when you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite mercy buried inside the dinim, it's a tremendous, tremendous thing. Yeah, it's a tremendous, tremendous thing. And it's a tremendous simcha. You had to be talking in Hashem, right? I always say, when I had this accident, one of my closest friends was there, Rabin Zion Kermeyer. And I say, if you would ask him, is it something good or bad? It was terrible. A young man just had his first child, right? She married someone British, Zelaznik from Bushy, if you know who he is. Anyway, and he's dead, right? It seems terrible, right? But in retrospect, 31 years later, so many good things came out of it, right? And everything that Kodesh Baruch Hu sends us, every Nisoyan, there's some good in it. We just have to really look for it. And that's Liros Tov, right? The person who's Shmira, who's, he guards his mouth of Lashon Hara, he doesn't just... It's not just a mitzvah, right? The Chavetz Chaim worked very hard to show that every time you speak Lashon Hara, it could be 31 Averis, 17 Lavim, 14 Aseis. But it's more than that. David Melchizedek takes more than that. You stop seeing the good in life. In order to see the good in life, yeah, you have to stay away from Lashon Hara and Sheker, right? And then, but there's another deeper step, right? If you see the good in life, even when things look bad, you know, you'll see the good and understand that it's really good, and you'll give your heart over to Hashem and realize that everything is really good. My Rishiva, Rav Sukrishlovsky, once said a beautiful mashal about this. It's a beautiful mashal. There was a king who had the most precious diamond in the world. Yeah? And One day it got scratched. His grandson came in with, I don't know, hammers, he banged it, got scratched it, or maybe he had some sort of special drill. The king was devastated. He didn't know what to do. Yeah? Until one day an artisan came to the kingdom and he said, give me 5 hours with the diamond. He sat there. He turned the scratch into a beautiful etching with mountains and valleys and trees and streams. And the king saw the diamond. It was 10 times nicer. Right? He said, that's our life. Our life is a diamond. Hashem has given us a diamond. That's our neshama. Right? Things happen to us. Yeah? My father-in-law passed away 4 days before we got married. It was terrible. You know, this. Where we went to Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He said, just don't tell your wife that her father died. Yeah? And Baruch Hashem, we had the wedding. Everything worked out in the end. Baruch Hashem. Yeah? But every single thing that happens to us is a scratch. And our job is to turn it into an etching. Yeah? And that we could do. By seeing it positively, and especially by saying this phrase. It's so easy. Yeah, it's 6 words. Kol ma'ad avid rachman al etav avid. But when you do that, you're putting the milk in the coffee. You're sweetening it. In the Lashon of the Kabbalah, of the Zohar, it's hamting as a dinim b'shorashon. You're sweetening the dinim from the shorash. And you're recognizing, when you see the good in the situation that's in front of you, right, you actually activate the good and you bring it out. And that's something really, really special. Yeah. The more we do that, the more happy our lives will be, the more we'll see good, the more we see good in Hashem's world, and the more we'll see good in everything that we do. So, we're running out of time here. I want to just share with you, take this to the next step. We're going to be soon in Yom Kippur, another week, and one of the most difficult parts of Yom Kippur is vidui. Right? You know, there's a new inyan in Yom Kippur. You don't eat, you don't drink, you don't anoint, you don't wash, right? When someone people feel, the one they know is saying vidui, you know? You say vidui so many times, you know? 10 times you're saying vidui, it's over and over again, and banging, you know? People get black and blue over here. You know, some people bang harder, some people bang softer, different menhagim, yeah? But it's like really can be tremendously monotonous, the vidui, right? It was about 20 years ago, I had a following question, you know? And this only works for Ashkenazim, the Sephardim have a little bit of different. But if you look at the nusach of the vidui, it's pairs. Right, I'll give you an example. Al chet shechatan lefanecha bebli das, v'al chet shechatan lefanecha bebitei svasayim. Why these two? There's plenty of averas that bring with bays, right? Why do they put these two together, etc., etc.? Yeah, and I wanted to say as follows. Yeah, and it works. I worked it through the whole vidui. Yeah, is that the vidui is not just coming to show us, right, to list off transgressions. If we want to do that, the chidah has a vidui which has 500 averas. We could do that. Yeah. It's coming to something deeper. It's coming to get the shorash. Just like we said, the way to deal with Yisurim is to be mamtek them by shorash, to sweeten them the shorash. The way to deal with an avera is to get it out from the root. You know, we made a chasana a month and a half ago with my son, and Baruch Hashem, a day before the chasana, they found out I needed root canal. So they go in, pull the roots out. I don't know what they do a lot. They get a crown on my tooth. But you have to get to the root. If you want to get rid of avera, you have to go to the root. You say, I'm not going to speak any Lashon Hara. Tavshin Pei Dalet, not one word. Okay. Until, you know, Mincha, I meet my friend, and we start schmoozing. Right? So how do you get to the root of Lashon Hara? The Vidui is coming to tell you that. Right? The root is a blidas. Yeah? Al-Chet Shechatan Bitoi Svasayim, that means our speech. And Bitoi is like a explosion of your mouth, speaking. Right? And blidas, to think about what you say. Right? If you think, the Ramban says it. He says, if you think, before you speak, think about what you're saying. Right? Train yourself, like on the radio, in media, they have a 5-second delay because they don't want things to go up that shouldn't. Right? Today, that's what shouldn't go up. That's not so clear. But al chet shechatan lefanecha bebli das, v'al chet shechatan lefanecha bebitei svasayim. If you think about what you're about to say, yeah, then it'll come out very differently. Right? I live in Harnof, and I was neighbors with all of the those who died in Harnof, the Kedoshim, all close friends and neighbors and Talmidim, Rebbeim of mine. I even put out a little book about that incident. And one of them was Ari Kapinski, very close friend of mine. We learned yeshiva together by Rav Svi Kushlevsky. And 2 years before he was killed in the massacre, so his daughter passed away. And he was sitting Shiva, and somebody came up to him and said, you know, you have other children. Why don't you just get on with life? And I wanted to take this, a gun, and shoot this guy, you know? Like, this is the most insensitive statement I've ever heard in my life, you know? That's, it wins the prize, right? But what, he's not a bad guy, this guy. Like, he's not a bad guy. He's a nice guy. He just doesn't think, yeah? I was here 4 years ago. I was at a wedding of Machi Beanstalk, a Talmud of mine, and I stayed by a certain family here. It was in London. And the woman had just gotten up from Shiva. She said, I want to write a book about all the stupid things people told me during Shiva. And they're nice people. They just don't think. Yeah, this is really the sod, the foundation of getting rid of our transgressions that have to do with speech. It's just thinking. Because we would be shocked if we heard what we were saying. Yeah, we were shocked. And think. And you go through the vidui. I'll give you another couple of examples. And then I have some copies of this vidui. It's from... Yeah. This is actually the, the Chofetz Chaim has seven conditions for speaking Lashon Hara L'Tualis, which is very important. You get called about Shiduchim, about Talmidim, about all sorts of things, right? And you need to sometimes say things which are not nice. So what do you do? Right? What do you do? So it's seven conditions. Many people are unfamiliar with these seven conditions. Yeah, but I came up with a very easy acronym. I don't know if they have it. I'm originally from New York. We have a place there called Starbucks. You know about Starbucks? Starbucks. If you remember Starbucks, you have everything on your fingertips. Why is that? Because the seven conditions are, you have to see it yourself. Yeah? You have to think about it. We just mentioned think about it. Is it really something bad? It has to be accurate. That's the A. You have to reprove the person. It has to be beneficial. Right? You have to utilize ways other than Lashon Hara to accomplish your goal. And cause no more damage than base them. That's, and the KS is keep seven or keep silent, right? So again, see, think, accurate, reprove, beneficial, utilize other ways, cause no more damage, keep seven or keep silent, yeah? And that, when the Al-Khayt mentions Lashon Hara, yeah, it's Al-Khayt Shechan Fanecha B'Lashon Hara, Al-Khayt Shechan Fanecha B'Latzon. These two transgressions are connected because Latzon comes from the same thing we started with, right? Lutzen is making light of people. When you don't realize who somebody is, what every Jew is all about, that's when you speak, you know, Lashon Hara. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach told me, yeah, it says, it's a famous story, he never had a fight with his wife in 50 years, yeah, right? How did he do that? And he told me, because when I spoke to my wife, I felt I was speaking to the Shekhinah, which is true, yeah? The divine emanation, whoever knows Kabbalah, comes through the wife, right? So the shorish of Lashon Hara is Lutzen, is recognizing the godless of every single Jew, etc. And if you have Starbucks, because sometimes you have to say things, right? You get called up for a shidduch. You know, I once had a Talmud, right? This guy, I only took this guy in because I was trying to save their marriage. The guy was a real idiot, right? He used to smoke cigarettes in my face, but I put up with it to save the marriage. It didn't last too long. After he left, he says, can I put you on my shidduch resume to recommend me? I said, I can, but I'll tell them you're a jerk. Anyway, 2 months later, I get a phone call from a young woman, yeah, about this guy. And I said, the guy's really a jerk. And this, she said, that's kind of what I'm looking for. So look, you never know. You never know. But it's important to have these seven rules on your fingertips, just to go over it. See, think, accurate, approve, beneficial, utilize other ways, cause no damage, and keep silent, keep silent. You probably don't remember that, but I have this little pamphlet, which goes through all of the Pidoy. Yeah, it goes through all of the Pidoy. And my Havana... of the Shor Shadavar, and it even gives you a little places to write down if you have any Averas. That's why I did a paperback here now, so you can just put it in Geniza after Yom Kippur. But the point is like this, just to tie everything together in the last minute, yeah? We said, what's Yerushalayim? We said, Yerushalayim is doing bad, is staying away from bad and doing good, right? In order to do that, you have to see what's good and bad. The way to do that is by not speaking Lashon Hara or Sheker, right? Those two things taint the world outlook, right? Once you see that everything is good, you also see that what Hashem does is good. Everything He does to you is good, right? And that's why I have a halacha, call ma'ad avid rachman l'tov avid. It's in here in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Lamed, Tepei. Don't forget it. Also, when you learn about difficulties, it's like you had them, and then a yotzi, right? I have here a little, what do I have here? I have here a little notepad. We send out one of these shiurim every week. Also, with Shias and Jews from the Gedolim of the article I write. So anyone who wants to sign up for this sheet, by email or by WhatsApp, you could do that, and we'll send you out one of the shiurim every week. And also, the Shias and Jews from the Gedolim, you could send me Shias. I go to many Gedolim every week and ask them Shias, and they are printed up. Right? But that's the Yisod HaDvarim, right? In order to get rid of as many averas as we can, to get Yerushalayim, so we stop doing averas, the first thing we have to do is see good and stay away from bad. And the way to do that, staying away from Lashon Hara, staying away from Sheker, right? The way we can do that to ochre it from the Shorosh, right, is number one, don't have Lutzen, recognize the gods of every person. Number two, he said, Bitzis Vasayim, think before you speak, try as much as you can, even though it's hard sometimes. You know, I took psychology when I was a student because my parents kept hocking me to finish my degree. So one thing I remember from psychology that really helped me, they said the natural state of man is to be asleep, right? And they're so right, you know, we're all sleeping. The Rambam says it, right? We're all asleep, right? And when we start talking to people, we're sleeping. So we have to wake ourselves up and to try to think before we speak, right? That's number one. Number two, Lutzen, Al Chechechan, Al Fenech, Lashon Hara, Lutzen, right? Try to recognize the greatness of every person when you're speaking to them. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz said, find 1 mile in every person that you're close to. And when you see them, you'll think about the mile, you'll be so happy to see them, right? You'll realize every Jew has his own personal godless. And b'zat Hashem, we should be zeiche, all of us, to have a gemara chesima teva, to have a year filled with bracha, tzlacha, and siyata d'shmaya. And again, I have some of these vidois, whoever would like one, I would ask for a small donation for my kolol, which I have training people to be poskim for Klal Yisrael. One of my Talmidim is Avigdor Halpern, he's from here in Manchester. I've had other Manchester graduates throughout the years. And I wish everyone a Gemar Chesima Tova, Bracha Tzlacha Siyat Shmaya, Kol Mila Demetiv, you should have lives filled with Simcha and Atzlacha, and the Yisod is Kol Vadavid Olchaman Olatova. But if you see every single thing that Hashem does for you, even get running over a car, getting choked by robbers in Brazil, everything, it's all good. We just have to, we're trapped in time, we have to wait it out. Then you'll have such a happy life. Amen, King Red Son.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.